Well, Ray, I spent part of the weekend driving to and from Michigan. I must say, not only in Indiana, and they don't have nearly the trouble we do for some reason, but here in Illinois, if in fact we can't get a budget, it doesn't mean they pick up the cones. It just means they walk away.
Right. So the cones will stay there?
Cones will stay.
Okay.
For the foreseeable future.
Tool belts just laying on the side of the road.
Yeah. We're out. That's great.
Have a good summer.
He writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, spends a little time with the Trump administration, our Secretary of Treasury. We welcome back to the program Stephen Moore. Mr. Moore, I heard somebody over the weekend, an economist, and I know that economists can't decide what to order for lunch, obviously, as a group. They all have differing opinions. But I heard a gentleman on CNN over the weekend who said, Donald Trump's budget projections are all based on 3% growth. There is no way that the United States can have 3% annual growth GDP, because the last time we did that was post-World War II, and demographically, we can't begin to get that done. Your response?
Well, I wrote a column on this recently showing how we can get to 3% growth. It was Larry Kudlow and I who urged Trump to put in his budget at least 3% growth. By the way, the historical average for the last 75 years, do you want to take a wild guess at what the historical average annual economic growth rate is in real terms?
I would say, I'll take a shot, I'll say it's 2%.
Yeah, no, you're way wrong. 3.3%. 3.3. So these people are saying we can't get the 3% growth, which is below our historical average. Now, here's the other interesting thing. So I went back and looked, because this has been the refrain from the left since Trump came out with his budget about a month ago. Oh, my God, we can't get 3% growth. That's demographically impossible. There are too many baby boomers retiring. So I went back and looked at Barack Obama's budget, which, you know, he did seven budgets when he was president. Every single budget that Barack Obama came out with predicted 3.5 to 4% growth. By the way, that was... Obama never achieved 3% growth, but they predicted 3.5 to 4% growth. Now, here's the interesting thing. They predicted we're going to 3.5 to 4% growth by raising taxes. We're predicting we'll get 3% growth by cutting taxes. What do you think is more logical? Now, of course, yeah, we do have baby boomers retiring, but you know what? There are 95 million Americans above the age of 16 that are not in the workforce. We can get, in my opinion, at least 10 million more people off of welfare into the workforce and get the labor force growth that we need to get the 3%. Look, I'm at 4% growth, so I think 3% growth isn't ambitious enough. I think we can get to 4.
This is why you guys are so concerned about the tax cuts, right? I mean, we're at what, about 30% right now? You want to get it down to, 15% to get things up and running and try to achieve this?
Yeah, that's right. Look, here's the point. I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal just about 3 weeks ago on this. If you don't get the 3% growth, nothing good is going to happen. The average growth that the Congressional Budget Office is predicting is 1.8% growth, which is pathetic. 1.8% growth? My gosh, you can't get the deficit down. You can't get the debt down. You're not going to solve any of the problems with respect to income inequality. You're not enough money for infrastructure improvements. You're not to help. I've got a piece in the Wall Street Journal later this week that makes the case that one of the reasons that states like Illinois, Connecticut, Kansas, half the states are in so much economic trouble is because fiscal trouble is because the national economy hasn't been improving. Do you know if the economy had grown under Obama just at the average rate of growth, the states and cities today would have $500 billion more money. So growth is the key to everything, and we got to get to 3%.
Steve Morris here. He writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. What are you hearing behind closed doors on the Senate side, the restructuring of Paul Ryan's health care bill?
Yeah, well, they got to get this done. I hear they're getting close, John, and they're doing this really behind closed doors. They're just huddling up 4 or 5 or 6 of them to come up with a plan. But I believe, well before Labor Day, that is this summer, they will have a vote on repealing Obamacare, at least most of it. Now, as conservatives, are we going to love the Senate bill? Probably not. But I think it's going to be a shot in the right direction. The big story with this happening with Obamacare, John, is it is completely falling apart right now. Every single report that's come out in the last couple of months shows more and more insurance companies falling out of the market. There was a report by not the Heritage Foundation, not some conservative group, by the Center on Medicare and Medicaid Services, a government group that said over the last 3 years, premiums under Obamacare have more than doubled. So remember the promise that Obamacare was going to save $2,500 per family?
Mm-hmm.
It's costing families thousands and thousands of dollars. There isn't. I will make a prediction to you. If they don't get this fixed, there won't be an insurance market left in the.
Do you think it's apropos for the Republicans up on the Senate side? These 13 Republicans do this behind closed doors.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but let's see the product. You know, I do want to see the product. One thing I object to, I've always objected to, is, you know, you come up with this this behind closed door solution, and then you don't even have 72 hours to examine it.
That's what I heard Rubio yesterday say. We won't stand for this. So if Mitch McConnell thinks it could come out from behind closed doors when we vote on it within a day or before the July 4th recess, probably not going to happen. Stephen, thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a terrific week, and your Cubs are back at 500.
All right. Talk to you soon. Have a great
Take
week.
Take care. That's Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal.
Get that economy humming, and they predict there'll be nobody around to do the work, the job, you know, because there's the young people don't want to work, and everybody else is just aging out.
Well, if you're working with a genius machine, you have a very vibrant future ahead of you.
And I
Otherwise, well, you are. Of course you are. But if you're not, then you're in trouble.
Democratic leadership, work behind closed doors, out of public view,
is being written behind closed doors without input from anyone in an effort to jam it past the, not only the Senate, but the American people.
There's no conversation, and no one knows what's in this bill but one senator.
There's some complaints from the last time around we cobbled this together behind closed doors.